Nolte, Mitch McConnell finally weighs in on FBI Trump raid with limp statement. By John Nolte on August 10, 2022. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, made a fool of himself Tuesday evening by finally releasing a limp and late statement about Monday's outrageous FBI raid on former President Trump's private residence. Although the raid on Mar-a-Lago occurred Monday, McConnell said nothing all day Tuesday. In fact, when asked to comment on it Tuesday, he refused. Then, at long last, Tuesday night, the Senate Republican leader, no doubt under pressure, found the time in his schedule to comment on an event that will almost certainly be remembered as one of the most corrupt acts of law enforcement in this country's history. Attorney General Garland and the Department of Justice should already have provided answers to the American people and must do so immediately. Oh, and he called for a thorough and immediate explanation, according to The Hill. That's it. That's all McConnell was able to summon after the FBI committed one of the most blatant abuses of power in American history. That's how McConnell responded after the Biden administration spent some 9 hours raiding the home of a former president, who also happens to be Biden's top re-election rival for 2024. But, you see, this abuse happened to Donald Trump. And Mitch McConnell doesn't like Donald Trump, so what's the big deal? Fox News primetime anchor Laura Ingraham agrees that McConnell fumbled badly. Limp and late, she tweeted after McConnell released his statement. Conservative talk show host Mark Levin added, weak and pathetic. This is in sharp contrast to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's RCA, immediate statement on Monday night promising a full investigation into the Department of Justice. I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. What does it say about McConnell that former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a left-wing Democrat, expressed more outrage than the Senate Republican leader? Cuomo also released his statement hours and hours before McConnell could be bothered. DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6 investigations, Cuomo said. When something as obscene and egregious as using the FBI to raid a political rival's home occurs, decent men, big men, and principled men put aside their personal animosities to confront the big picture issue at stake here. McConnell would have looked more principled by remaining silent. His late and limp statement Tuesday evening only proves he knows he made a mistake not commenting earlier. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.